Welcome to Boyadwa, an exceptional place in the Lubuskie Voivodeship. But what makes it so unique? First of all, it's one of the oldest villages in the region. It was mentioned in documents as far back as the year 1234. Another unique element is the palace complex, which includes not only the palace itself, the one in front of you, but also the park, two guardhouses, two outbuildings, a gardener's cottage, and farm buildings. You can see most of these buildings around the palace, and the entire layout has been unchanged for centuries. Please note the two buildings on both sides of the gate. These are the guardhouses with original domes. On one of them, there is an old clock with four dials facing the four directions of the world. Behind the guardhouses, we can see the old outbuildings, such as the carriage houses. Let's now turn around. On the other side of the street, there is a fence, and behind it, there used to be a decorative garden in the 18th century. A few decades later, it was transformed into a park. It's rather unusual for a garden to be situated opposite the palace. More often than not, a garden would be made behind the building. This solution was probably more convenient for the owners, who could use the garden to reach their main residence in Konotop, 8 kilometers away. So, who were the owners? From the 17th century, for 325 years, Boyadwa used to be the property of the Silesian noble family of von Kottwitz. The first manor house they built in 1707 burnt down. This palace was erected in 1734 and rebuilt in the 1760s. In the 18th century, it saw many celebrities, such as Anna Luisa Karsch, the famous poet known as the Prussian Sappho. The owner of Boyadwa, Rudolf von Kottwitz, was her patron. Let's now go back to the early 20th century, when the palace in Boyadwa saw its heyday. It was when the von Kottwitz family sold it to a Prussian general, Reinhard von Scheffer, who renovated the facade of the palace and redesigned the interior. The majestic palace is therefore brand new and fresh. The walls are ivory with rich white decorations. At the top of the triangular pediment in the center, there is a flag. Up the walls of the porch, you will see the vine. The railing is surrounded by a hedge. The round greenery in the middle features nicely mown grass and colorful flowers in the flower beds. In front of the porch, you will see four white benches, where you can rest on a sunny summer day. This is a sight you could see on a picture postcard from those times. Yet if you take a closer look at the palace, you will see that the white decorations are still there, although they are quite dilapidated. You can still recognize ornate garlands, shells or fruit, though. The most beautiful ones are those in the tympanum, the field inside the triangular gable above the main entrance. It was only after World War II that the palace gradually fell into ruin. This area became part of Poland, and then the palace complex was seized by the treasury of the Polish People's Republic. It housed a healthcare center and then a school. After 1985, the palace ceased to be used and fell into ruin. At the moment, the complex is taken care of by the Boyadwa Palace Foundation. It's supposed to be renovated and then used as the creative office, a generally available space where concerts, exhibitions and conferences can be held. There is a good chance that this place will regain its former role in supporting culture. I'd like to thank you for your attention and now wish you a pleasant stay in Boyadwa. Goodbye.